Today we are interviewing is Train Tran. Okay, and then my name is Cassidy Preston, and
I'm James Sixon.
And this is February 20th of 2018.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, nice to meet you.
Nice to meet you too. It's rainy outside.
Yeah.
It's very cloudy today.
Mm-hmm.
We're conducting this oral history to talk to you about the differences between life in America and Vietnam.
Yes.
Also, to get your perspective on life there, and shouldn't be, but about 45 minutes, the interview,
mm-hmm.
and we'll just ask some questions designed to get to know you better, and about your culture and our culture and both of our differences.
Yes, okay.
All right, so how long have you lived here?
Almost 4 years.
4 years?
2014, I moved here from Vietnam.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
And did you just decide one day to move here, or was it like?
Because my grandparents live here, so then we just moved here.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
And, okay, so when you moved here, you got a passport to come here, and
mm-hmm.
did you do anything, like, are you a permanent resident here?
Yeah, I have a green card now,
mm-hmm.
yeah, because I have to live here about 5 years, then I can continue to interview for president, like,
oh.
citizens.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, we heard it's a long process
mm-hmm.
getting through, and it's like a lot of the things that we talked about, even it would be hard for us, like, as Americans,
mm-hmm.
if we were to have to go through the process, it would be even be hard.
Oh, really?
Yeah, like the English tests,
mm-hmm.
like the way the level of testing they do
yes.
is so high that I think it would be hard for either me or him to do
it. Oh, really?
It.
Okay.
Where are we? And okay, so did you know any part languages to English when you lived in Vietnam, or
a little bit in my
bit.
Country when I was on high school, they teach me about like English, not American English, so when I
mm-hmm.
come here it's a little confused, the pronouns and how to use the word
right
like, yeah, different way
mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I did read about how that in Vietnam, a lot of like words will be spelled the same, but then like the pronunciation is different.
Yes, very different.
Something.
Yes.
Yeah, it's quite different,
uh-huh.
especially English, because there are some English words that are so like the way they spell them,
mm-hmm.
it looks like it would sound something else, and even
yes.
speaking English, you're like, that is so strange.
Yes, yes.
And okay, what was the main goal coming to America? Was it just with your grandparents to see them? And
actually, my parents brought us, me and my sister. Come here to live here because they think like in here is more opportunity
mm-hmm.
to make money, to learn for education, or
have
something.
A job and
yes,
educate
yeah,
and everything.
Yeah, the life is more better than my country.
Mm. And do you feel like? Do you like it here more? Do you
yes,
like
I like here a lot better than my country. Because
mm-hmm.
in here, I can easy to make money and I can help.
Help others?
Yeah,
right.
help others, yes.
And how you said the transportation in Tulsa, the area,
mm-hmm.
we do have really good transportation.
Yes,
good
yes.
for job opportunity.
Yeah, yeah.
What kind of differences cultural wise do our countries have?
My culture?
Mm-hmm.
A lot of different.
A lot.
In my country, people like not get the line. You know, like we just, if you sit here, we just come to ask you and never see anyone else around you.
Yeah.
That's one culture. That's a bad culture.
Do you think that in America they make it like, do you think that the culture makes it easier to communicate, or do you think that the way, like, some of the things in the media here are so, do you think it's kind of ridiculous, or do you think that the way people are vocal is good?
I think it is good.
You think
the culture in here is good, very good for me. Yeah.
Do you like Vietnamese culture?
Sometimes, like, the people in my country is more friendly when you ask, or helpful when you don't know.
Right. Yeah.
Yeah.
I can see that.
Like, we communicated with neighbor as well, but not in here. I don't know who is my neighbor in here. Like, very close. Yeah.
Yeah, that is kind of true. I can see that. Like, I've heard it said a lot. I don't know if you've ever heard someone refer to a bad neighborhood as just a hood.
Yeah.
But I've heard that, you know, you don't really know who your neighbors are. That's why it's called a hood. And, like, it is kind of different, like, living in those areas, because it's like you're used to being around everyone and knowing everybody and talking to everybody.
Yeah.
And then when it's so closed off, it is kind of different.
Yes.
But I think, you said you've never been to Sand Springs, but you know that side of the town.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, it's a little bit smaller. Like, people are more close together. And it's like, if you're, like, just going to the store or something, it tends to be like you see more people that you know rather than
good.
In Tulsa.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Because I know in Tulsa, you could, you said you have a job here.
Yeah.
It's like, you probably see people at your job, and then you'll go somewhere and see them around.
I just know people, the Vietnamese people, when I work, because it's a nail salon.
Mm.
So that's why all the Vietnamese people, I just meet the customer.
Oh, yeah.
American.
That's nice.
Yeah.
I used to get my nails done around here.
Yeah.
I'm going to have to come see you.
Yeah.
And then, where were we? It is... Oh, what are some of the main challenges that you had moving here?
I want to go to college.
Get an education.
Yeah, because in my country, the process brought me here took about 13 years.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, so when I finished high school, I want to go to college, but my father told me, like, wait until you come here and go
take
to college.
Time.
Yes. Yeah. Because I think it's college in here is more higher than my country.
You think not just the opportunity, but when you're here that you can get, like, a higher level of the education?
Yeah. And American accept your degree. It's not my country, they don't accept.
What is it that you're wanting to major in?
Architects.
Oh, wow, really?
Yeah.
I even considered that.
Oh, really?
Do you like math?
I'm good at math and drawing.
And drawing, yeah.
Yes,
I'm good at art myself.
Yeah.
That was something I remember when I was really young, like first grade, my art teachers, like, I remember we had to draw a self-portrait out of, like, pastels, you know, like chalk pastels.
Yeah.
And she was like, wow, just because the detail that I did, she was, like, surprised.
Oh, yeah.
My mom, she always told me that I should do architecture, but I don't know. I'm thinking about, like, I'm really leaning towards psychology.
Oh, psychology, okay.
But they are kind of similar with the arts. Technical.
Yeah. I think it's a fun job because you like it.
Yeah. And you like the math. It is definitely, like, easy to go between cultures.
Yeah.
Yeah. So what is it that you want to major in?
Not sure. Either nursing or psychology. Like you
nursing?
Said, I'm actually liking psychology right now.
Oh,
so,
yeah.
Yeah. I've always thought it's interesting how like the human mind works and how we solve problems, and like even apes are pretty much like they have some apes even use tools like we do.
Oh,
and that's
so
like
similar.
Yeah,
I have seen that, how they're like their cognitive like abilities are so similar to humans, and how they're like their brain processes things like the same way that we will. It's cool. And that's another thing that like even between cultures, like the way the mind works or the way math works, they're so the same in both on both sides, like so similar. And then where were is that same question? Oh, and after the difference between the two cultures, and I'm sorry. How are these cultures different? Like when you came to America, what kind of differences did you see in the culture?
People more polite in here.
Even when people are more distant, it seems
to be. Yes, but when you see a people in a market, when you drop something, or they can pick for you, that they polite.
They're so nice to help a hand.
Yeah.
Yeah, I have heard that it's more common around Oklahoma. Like, you said you haven't been to any other states around.
No.
I know, like, I've heard that in Oklahoma, even people who have gone to Oklahoma City rather than Tulsa, that they say that, like, people are so much more generous than, like, if you were to live in New York or California.
I think so.
Yeah. Just people so easy to lend a hand.
Yeah, I was taught to, like, open doors for everyone, even just everyone.
Yeah.
I was raised to do that because it's supposed to be polite and, I can't think of the word, but, yeah, and I pretty much do that to everyone unless they open it for me, then I feel bad because I don't open it for them.
Yeah, well, it's just, like, and it's such, like, a simple gesture. It's almost like it's our secondhand nature now because, like, you grow up around it, and then it's, like, I'll be walking out of work some days and, like, see someone walking behind me and the door almost shut on them and be like, oh, my gosh, no, and, like, go to, like, catch the door and, like, grab it because I'm like, I'm sorry, I didn't catch it for you, you know, like, almost get kind of upset. and you said that it is different in the fact that people are more genuine. Do you like that more being here?
Yeah.
Is it something that you think, like, maybe, like, American culture could, like, if they discussed it with other cultures, or, like, I wouldn't say taught them, but, like, they shared the same values, do you think they could work together and, like, see those same values?
Yeah. Yes, I think.
That could influence?
Mm-hmm.
Because it's definitely influenced you
as
a person, too.
Yes.
I think so. And have you always wanted to, like, have you always thought about moving to America, or was it just something when you got older?
The movie?
Mm-hmm.
The movie?
Moving to here, yeah.
Say it again, please.
Did you always think about coming to America? Like, did you always think that it would be nice to come here?
I think so, but before I came here, my family told me I should learn English, and it's not fun like Vietnam, but it's more, the life is more better.
That once you move here, you can have more, like, a better situation.
Yeah.
So when you were younger, you never thought about it when you were younger until you got older and they had, like, brought it up to you?
Yes. Huh. Yeah.
So I didn't know if over there, because I know, like, when I was young, you know, I always hear about, like, especially I went to a privately funded school
mm-hmm.
where people pay to go
oh,
to school.
Yeah.
And the kids would always, like, go on vacation and go to other countries
mm-hmm.
and stuff. I didn't know if you'd ever heard of that when you were younger
mm-hmm.
or if it wasn't until you got
yeah.
older.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
That is a bit, that is kind of different. Like,
oh, yeah.
To not be exposed until
mm-hmm.
later on.
Yeah.
And why was it, you said you wanted to move here for a job and better opportunity?
I moved here from my family because
mm-hmm.
all my family in here.
Oh, okay.
So, and I want to my children, my kids, have a more
to grow up here.
Yeah, to grow up here too. Because this is kind of the best country.
With the education.
Yes, with the education.
Job opportunity.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that does sound nice.
Yeah.
And how many kids is it that
I just have one.
Just one so
yes.
far?
Yeah.
I'm an only child, so.
Oh.
Do you plan on having any more kids or?
I think so, but I think after I finish the college. Because it's expensive for
oh yeah.
yeah
having a kid, and I think Oklahoma is really good with like being pretty low budget.
Mm-hmm.
I know we're one of the cheapest, like most affordable
mm-hmm.
states for housing
oh, really?
And schooling.
Oh. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So it is a really good place to live. I think we're pretty culturally diverse, like there's a lot of cultures here.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And then where are we? It is. Have you experienced any bias in America, or like had anybody that is like rude to you because you're Vietnamese or anything like that?
I think I had. Let me remember. When I went to the doctor,
mm-hmm.
cause my father, my dad, to they have to make him like sleepy.
Oh,
so they asked
yeah.
me a lot of questions. I didn't know.
Right.
So I can't answer them, and they like be rude to
and
me.
And they get upset.
Yeah, yeah, they. Almost yell me like, you don't know, you didn't know why you come here, why your dad here.
Mm-hmm.
So about 10 to 15 minutes, I understand because
right.
he had to sleep, so they more.
So they can do medical operations.
Mm-hmm, yeah, so they more like serious.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
That is something that I've never like thought about, like that if. Like you're in that situation and
mm-hmm.
you can't understand what they're
yeah.
trying to say, and then they're just like overpowering
mm-hmm.
about it and
yeah.
not even like
mm-hmm.
in a way to where it might make you understand more. They're just even
mm-hmm.
harder.
Yeah.
I like me and him were talking about how we think it's crazy how some of the like the discriminances around
mm-hmm.
in America
mm-hmm.
and especially having so many cultures.
Yes,
you know?
Yes. I understand because yeah, they need to explain all the time to like the people is different culture.
But it's not always like.
It's not always, just sometimes.
Yeah,
mm-hmm.
like they think it's so hard
mm-hmm.
to express it, but it's like they don't always see
yeah.
the situation of, you know, people are trying to come to America to do better and to understand and have better opportunity, and it's
mm-hmm.
like if you help, it can better that, you know.
Yeah.
But sometimes there are rude people.
Yeah. Yes.
It's sad sometimes, but I mean I've had doctors rude to me because I don't understand procedures. I had a seizure last Monday,
mm-hmm.
and I woke up in the hospital.
Yes.
And I was trying to I was trying to tell the woman that the IV that it hurt, and she was like, "Oh no, you're fine." And I was like, "No, this isn't right." You know. Mm-hmm. And did you have anything to say?
Yeah, I went up to Boston because of like some medical issue, and I had a surgery done on my eye, and like, they had to poke me, I think 11 times just to get blood out. And they drew almost a liter of blood out, and I was like, "Dude, that's whack. That's just crazy."
Yeah,
that's a lot
yeah.
of blood.
Yeah, and well, they tried to put me under too, and apparently when I woke up, I was like screaming and cussing at them. So that wasn't fun. They told my mom about that. My mom was like, "Why are you cussing at them?" And I was like.
That happened to me last Monday.
Yeah, I guarantee you. I told my sister about that, and she was like, "I would be in the same situation."
Oh,
being waking up like so confused.
Yeah, you didn't know what was going on. So.
Yeah.
Well, and it's like, especially like if you said it was your dad that was going under for a procedure, or your grandpa.
My dad.
Your dad.
Yeah.
And it's like in situations they have to explain that to him, that he's gonna have to go under. And it's like if he woke up and he were upset about it or wouldn't know what was going on, they would be like, you know. And it's just the communication there is so like, I don't know. Some people in America lack the communication skills.
Yeah.
To try and help people understand, and it makes some of us very upset.
Yes, yes.
And what was the second part of it?
You already did it.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
And what would be your favorite part of American culture so far, like that you've experienced here?
Like the teacher in TCC. I ask again, and they just reply all the time without angry. So I think almost Americans like that, like because I don't understand, so they can explain more and more, but without angry. In my culture, they will be angry if you ask again and again all the time. Yeah.
How she is so like there for you all to explain it, and they the repeating it and being so there for you.
Yeah, because they want people, Americans like people understand completely.
Mm-hmm.
And
they want people to do good.
Yeah, to do good.
They want like, they don't.
They share a lot of things to make you more understand.
Oh
yeah. I like it.
That's good. Like, I like to hear that they're really, like, sharing and they like to communicate and that they do the best they can to get people to understand.
Yeah.
Because I think, like, anytime I've spoken to, I've had friends that their parents aren't so good with English, sometimes it's hard to communicate, but Americans are really, like, understanding and like take their time to try and talk and don't just like get upset. Well, most anyway.
Yeah.
Most of us are really nice and try to understand. And
yeah.
I know I've had jobs where people won't speak English or things, but even without language, you can communicate.
Yes.
Right?
Yeah.
And that's nice to hear that they take their time and are good with it.
Yeah, because sometimes I don't know how to explain what I want to say, but just some word they can understand and repeat that questions for me, and then I say yes.
Oh, right.
Yeah,
that sounds good. Like, they really make an effort. Like, they do things to change. To try and help you rather than just make that person change to help them. You know, they do both ways.
Yes.
Do you see that here?
Yeah, I see it both ways too. Like, I know where I grew up, it's like 45 minutes away from here. Pretty much everyone is rude and disrespectful to people.
In Cleveland.
Yeah, it's not good at all. But out in Tulsa, it's like a completely different place. Like, a lot of people are nice and just, I like it a lot more than people. Some people say, like, the country's nicer, but from what I can tell, I don't see it.
I know.
I like the people are much nicer in towns normally.
Yeah.
I mean, road rage, but that's a little different.
Sometimes it is hard for us to see where, like, people in America are good, but then when you see it from, like, another person's perspective that has lived in another country, it's, like, it's different to see how, like, closed off people really, like, how that really is, like, what that experience is actually like, rather than what we just think it is, you know? To actually experience people that don't want to help and make life better, and then to come somewhere where so many people are there for you or want to make it better, it's like, it's totally different to see it from that side.
Now, I have a question that's completely irrelevant to, like, everything that we've asked so far.
Yeah.
Do you like American food more or Vietnamese food more?
Oh,
I'm sorry, but Vietnam.
Hey,
Vietnamese
I've never
food,
had it,
yes.
Yeah.
But I went to Nam Hai, the Vietnamese market before. Their ramen noodles are 10 out of 10. They're amazing. That's like what I eat every day for lunch. It's awesome.
Yeah. Yeah.
I want to try Pho, I think it's called.
Pho. Yeah.
Yeah, I want to go to that restaurant that's like right next to it.
Yeah.
I've heard it's really good, but I've just been too lazy to actually go in there.
I don't know if I've ever had Vietnamese food. What's Vietnamese food? Is it like the noodles and
like the restaurant in here? They serve you like the breakfast in my country.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Ooh.
Breakfast. It's not.
Not the same.
No, it's the same, but just for breakfast, for dinner. But the restaurant in my country serve more the dishes. Very different in here.
Right.
Yeah. Because not Vietnamese in Tulsa, so the restaurant in here just a breakfast.
Okay.
In my country, it's a lot of food.
Yeah, there's like a lot
food,
more variety.
Yeah.
That would be cool if they had more than just one kind here.
Yeah.
It's hard sometimes for me to remember what cultures have what kind of food, because there's Mongolian and Chinese and things like that too, and it's hard to sometimes remember which is which. I hate that when people are like, I just want to go get some good food, meaning like something that's Chinese or something that's different, and I'm like, well, you gotta know what you want.
Yes, right.
You gotta have a specific kind.
Do you like a more spicy food? Spicy.
Yeah, I like spicy food.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, me too. My parents put hot sauce on everything.
Yeah.
My parents say I'm gonna
turn into a hot sauce.
Yeah. My blood probably is
it's hot.
Yeah. It probably is about as spicy as the ramen noodles that I was talking about.
I saw something on do you know what Facebook is? Like social media?
No.
Oh.
Oh, Facebook?
Yeah.
Yes, I know.
It's like I saw something on there that said cheese is the glue that holds my life together.
Oh, really?
Because I really like cheese, and I thought that was funny. Saying that cheese keeps your life kept together. And I was like, oh yeah, that does sound about right.
but when I lived in Vietnam, I like American food, like pizza.
Ooh.
Yeah, it's because I eat every day with Vietnamese food, so sometimes I like hamburger, hot dog, or pizza.
Something different.
Yeah, but when I moved here, I eat a lot, so
oh yeah,
I miss the Vietnamese food.
You have to change it up. When you live there, do they have other cultures' food too besides American food? Like, do they have Chinese food and
in Vietnam or in?
Mm-hmm. In Vietnam.
Oh yeah, yeah.
They do.
Mhm. Yeah, ooh. They do. Yeah.
I didn't know that. If like other, because I know like England and like Russia have other cultures'
mm-hmm.
food, but I didn't know if Vietnam did too.
Yeah, Vietnam too.
Mm. That's cool.
Yeah.
Do they have McDonald's over there?
Yeah.
Do they serve pretty much the same thing as they do here, or is it different?
When I moved here and I came back, the McDonald's just opened it.
Mm.
So
really?
Yeah, so I didn't go there because I know McDonald's as well in here.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, but like KFC, it has been long time.
Really?
I try. I think it's KFC in Vietnam is more better than here.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah, because a lot of people eat it and it's always hot.
Mm.
Yeah.
Always fresh.
Yes,
oh, yeah.
Always fresh and hot.
And then I think in America, there's a lot of processed foods. Have you heard about how, like, in America, they put, like, steroids in chicken to make the chicken bigger?
Yeah.
How they make chicken bigger, and
yeah.
It just doesn't make the chicken as good.
Yes,
it's
right. Yeah.
Probably
mm-hmm.
better in Vietnam.
Mm-hmm.
It's not as
yes.
steroid.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. And do you ever see yourself moving back to Vietnam in the future, or
move back in Vietnam?
Mm-hmm. You
know. No, I don't want. I want to live here.
You want to live here for your kids and.
Yeah, but I like here a lot. Yeah, just
you like
come back to Vietnam to visit. That's all.
Yeah,
oh, yeah.
You might go back to visit, but
mm-hmm.
other than that, you want to stay here.
Mm-hmm.
What is it that makes you, like you said, you like the people here, but what is it that makes you want to stay? Is it like
easy to make money, so I can buy house, car, everything I want. Yes, in my country is. Because I'm not graduated on
mm-hmm.
in college, so my salary
mm-hmm.
is just like very
minimum.
Lower. Yeah, so I don't know if I live there, I can buy the car, like not a car, just a motorcycle.
Mm-hmm.
I have to save my money a long time to buy it. So not
right.
like here. Yeah.
So it's fast. It's definitely faster.
Uh huh.
Right here.
Faster. Yes.
Isn't it in Vietnam, aren't the economies different? Like, don't they have...
yeah, they don't use a credit card.
Oh, so...
Debit, yeah, just
oh,
cash.
Wow.
They
okay.
Now, I think they try to use the debit card,
mm-hmm.
but not credit card.
No
yeah,
credit.
Yeah, no credit.
I know it's more where you're kind of almost limited... Where you like isn't kind of where everyone only can have like so much or make so much, isn't it?
No,
oh,
no.
I guess I'm thinking wrong.
Yeah, just if you have a cash, they don't find out where the cash is coming.
Mm.
Just if you have a cash, you can buy anything you want.
Mm.
Yeah,
it's
no
so
income.
Oh.
No, not the taxes. Every year, we don't do the taxes,
oh,
tax
okay.
return.
You
yeah.
just make money and have
and
money.
Just keep it and just
mm-hmm.
have a life, yes.
That sounds nice. Like, that does sound nice, but then, like, the way here, the tax is so small compared
yeah.
to how much you make all year. It is cool that way, but
mm-hmm.
then I can see why you would move here to have it that way rather than
yeah.
just having what you make.
Mm-hmm.
I can see. And I think, is that the last one?
Yeah, but I could create some more in my head.
I know. Do you think that the war in Vietnam
mm-hmm.
influenced the culture's economic situation? Or, like, in the 80s, whenever there was a war, do you think that it influenced the way their economy is, or...?
That's a past tense.
Oh yeah.
I don't know, but my Vietnamese history is
mm-hmm.
changed a lot because
mm-hmm.
I don't know why, but I think they changed for some secret
mm-hmm.
in the government.
The
so the Jane's history, when I come here, I know a more the history more revealed.
Mm.
So I don't know now, but
when you came to America, you
mm-hmm.
found more about the
yeah.
government.
Yeah, the wall in Vietnam is not true
oh.
when we study in Vietnam because they
mm-hmm.
change. Yeah.
Wow. So
yeah.
it's like when you moved, you like things were different. Like
uh-huh.
information was different.
Yes.
Oh wow.
Yeah, information is very different.
Huh.
Yeah.
How did you feel about that? Like, did you like? Was it surprising or was it?
It surprised me,
but
yeah.
it wasn't necessarily bad. It was just like, oh, it was.
It was bad.
It was bad.
Yeah.
Hmm.
Yeah, because
it's unexpected. You
yeah.
don't expect it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's right.
And then you find it out, and it's kind of different.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, very different. So.
Hmm. That was saying. The rest of the question just asked if, sorry, I lost my tangent of thought. Since the war wasn't really part of the question, do you think that the things that they kept from, like the things that you didn't know while you lived there were, like a large impact whenever you found out, like whenever you came to America and
mm-hmm.
you like started talking about it or found out about it, that it changed like the way you viewed things?
Yeah, because in 1975 a lot of Vietnamese moved here
mm-hmm.
because the North fight the South
mm-hmm.
and then the people in South Vietnamese moved to here.
Mm-hmm.
They bring like the truth in the war, the fact in the war.
They bring the truth out.
Yeah, yeah, and the Vietnamese communities in here let us know how
it really was.
Yeah, how it was.
Mm-hmm.
It's not like, because I live here in Vietnam until 23,
mm-hmm.
so I just know in there because people won't tell you, people, the older people won't tell you the history, the true history.
Right.
Yes. When I come here, people is more freedom, so they tell us, so we know a lot of.
They speak more freely here,
mm-hmm.
and then when you'd ask there, they're just kind of like, they don't want to talk about it.
Yes, yes.
Mm-hmm.
Because I think in the past, they will be kill you if you say something
oh,
true. Yeah.
So now.
They kill people, so they won't
oh, wow.
tell you. Yeah.
So now they're kind of scared just
yeah.
to
mm-hmm.
get the truth out.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, wow.
So I have a question
mm-hmm.
completely unrelated to that again. Has your like hobbies or anything like that you like to do changed since you moved over here?
Again, please.
Have your hobbies, like what you like to do in your free time, changed since you moved from Vietnam to over to America?
Hobby? What does hobby mean?
Like what do you like to do in your free time?
Oh, in free time.
Hobby?
Oh, okay. I think go to shopping,
mm.
do something like, because in freedom in here, so I have more money to go shopping.
Yeah.
So since she has moved here, she's probably been able to do more.
Yeah, of what she likes
yeah,
to do.
Yeah.
yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So being here. You think being here allows you to do more of the stuff
mm-hmm.
you like to do?
Yeah, yeah.
Definitely.
Yes.
Yeah, I think so too. Today is my, the person I love is Rihanna.
Wow.
She's a singer.
Oh, really?
She's from Barbados, and do you know where Barbados is? It's kind of close to Mexico.
Oh, close to Mexico.
And she, like, was always like that when she was a kid. Like, she wanted to grow up and be a singer and, like, do music.
Mm-hmm.
But since she lived there, it was kind of, like, limited.
Oh, really?
But then she came to America and had an audition, like, sang for
mm-hmm.
them, and then she got a recording contract, and today's her birthday.
Oh, really?
So
say happy birthday to her.
Right? But yeah, I thought that was cool that he brought that up, because it was kind of tied into it. Sorry.
That brings me to another thing. Does, like, the music differ greatly? Or?
Oh, yeah.
The music?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Like, do they play music from America over there?
Yeah. They don't play very much, but the music, like, DJ
mm-hmm.
in the club or
oh, yeah.
a lot.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Like, the actual music part of it rather than, like, what they sing or, like, the instruments more? The
instruments more.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I can see that.
Yeah.
And did they have, like, many, like, festivals and concerts over there? Very often.
Yeah, yeah.
So, I don't have any more questions. So.
I think I'm about wrapped up on questions. Did you have anything you wanted to ask us or anything you'd like to talk about?
I think I'm good.
You're good?
Okay. Yeah.
Well, this was
yeah.
nice. It was
yeah.
a nice interview.
Yeah.
All right. Thank you for letting us interview you.
Okay.
And
yeah, thank you. Thank
right.
you so much.